Hello, Joanne. It's Tim Carter. It's a pleasure to have you on WGRR. How are you this morning?
Fine. How are you doing?
Just wonderful.
Good. I have a question. It's an electrical problem we have in our house.
Okay.
The house is chopped up electrically with the different rooms. It's an 8-bedroom, 2-story house.
Wow. 8-bedroom.
Well, 4 bedrooms and, I'm sorry, 4 bedrooms, but it's an 8-room house.
Okay, got it. 8-room house, okay, 4 bedrooms.
Right.
Got it.
My problem is my hall light, my hall bathroom light, and the 1-bedroom electrical outlets are out. The light in the bedroom is on, but the electrical outlets are out. I had an electrician come over, and he said it's going to take somewhere from 5 hours to 5 weeks to find the problem. And I'm thinking, I don't have 5 hours, and I don't have 5 weeks. He said the cost would be a blanket cost, but yet it would cost if I needed new wiring. It's happened once before. They found out it was a loose wire, and they connected it. Now, somewhere along the line, he can't find this loose wire. How would we determine? It's just weird because, like I said, the electrical outlets in the room doesn't work, but the light does.
Well, okay, it's not too complicated. Number one, let me ask a question. Can you give me just the first letter of the electrician's last name? What's it begin with?
H.
H. Okay, good. All right. First of all, I'm going to want you to call I want you to call a different electrician. They probably are actually there this morning.
No! I was so frustrated after he told me that I have to get my act together and try and call somebody else. But I really, honestly, do not know who to call because
I'm telling you who to call. This is what that's what I'm trying to do. I want to tell you an electrician to call that specializes in this stuff.
Oh.
And they're going to tell you exactly what it's going to cost to fix. And they know exactly how to do it. I mean,
okay.
They're professionals at it. I want you to call Tim Curry.
Okay.
Curry.
All right.
Tim Curry. You will find him in the, believe me, in the Yellow Pages under electricians.
All right.
You know, and if you don't, I want you to email me right away.
I will do that.
Tim Curry. And like I said, I'm almost sure that they have Saturday morning hours.
Oh.
You know, so, you know, they may open up in about an hour. You know, like say 8 o'clock, I would give them a call.
Okay,
and you could even call now because you may if he's got his answering machine set up right, he would tell you what his Saturday hours are, or if they're just Monday through Friday. Now, let's talk about the way it's wired right now in the light. Just so you know, I don't think that it's wired the wrong way. Meaning, when we wired our houses, here's a mistake that you can make, and I actually made this on the first house I wired because I thought I was being smart, and it was actually a mistake. It's not against code. It just I decided to put each bedroom on its own circuit, okay?
Okay.
And the problem with that is that if you've got a light on in the bedroom and you're using a hair dryer or for some reason you overload the circuit, well, then the light goes out.
Okay.
See what I mean? And then you're in the dark if it's at nighttime. So
right.
that's a bad idea. So what a general rule of practice is for many decent electricians is that they will split the service. You know, several rooms may share a circuit, okay,
right.
Including and then they'll mix up the lights. In other words, the light for bedroom one may be on bedroom two circuits. See what I mean?
Oh,
just kind of mix it all up. So that, in case you do blow the circuit in the room, for some odd reason, you still got a light on over your head.
Oh.
All right. Now, here is what the problem is. If the breaker has not tripped down in the basement. Okay. Then what happened is as this bedroom where the outlets are not working, you know, the way that we wire houses is we start a wire from the panel, leaves the circuit breaker, and it goes to the first device. It'll go to the first outlet. And then a wire goes from that outlet to the next outlet. And then it may go through a light fixture. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be another wire from that light fixture to another outlet. You know, and it just kind of keeps a piggybacking, you know, like a frog, you know, like a leapfrog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're exactly right. What has to happen is that as you go backwards, you have to find where that last wire is that's going from the, you know, from the the first dead outlet, okay?
I understand the concept you're saying.
Yeah, and here's what they would do. Is the first thing I would do is I would take the cover plates off of every single outlet in the room,
okay.
And find, because I guarantee you what you're going to find is you're going to find the one outlet is at the end of the line, and it's only got one wire coming into it. See what I mean?
Okay, right.
Yeah, and so that's the first thing the electrician would probably do, which then tells them where the next, which tells them the outlet at the other end of the room is probably the one that is the first dead outlet in the series. Got it?
Right,
and I'm almost positive that they have a device that they can then hook. They can take apart that outlet, hook this device to that those wires, and it'll send a signal downstream to where that wire connects into another outlet where the wire is loose. See what I mean?
Right, because all he did, from what I understand, I wasn't home, but my friend was, excuse me, was all he did was test the one outlet. Didn't he take the cover out and he goes, oh, it's not working. I have to, you know, and then that's what he said he had to do.
Yeah,
all
tell us
work.
Something we don't already know, you know?
Yeah, that's it, and I paid him for that.
Tell us something we already know. And here's what I'll bet you the problem is that inside one of those boxes somewhere, there could be a group of neutral, you know, the white wires,
mm-hmm.
that maybe a previous electrician had wire nutted together, and that wire nut has come loose. And as a result, you've lost the neutral across this whole series of in the bedroom. That could be what the problem is.
Well, it happened once before, and I had an electrician come in, and he fixed it. That was not a problem. But then it's happening again.
All right. Well, this time, here's what you want to do. You want to make a note. Once Tim Curry finds out what the problem is,
mm-hmm.
then you want to take a photograph of that box, and you want to write a note of where it is. Like, look in, you know, bedroom B at this box. This is where the wire nuts are, and then take that note and tape it to the electrical panel.
Okay.
See what I mean? In other words, that way you know where the problem, you know, you'll say, oh, you know what, this happened last time, and I wrote it down, and I know exactly where that note is. It's on the electric panel.
Okay, playing the devil's advocate, can't it be fixed permanently that I don't have to keep
it? Should be. It should, yes, you're absolutely right. It should be able to be fixed permanently, absolutely.
Okay.
So I would love to hear back from you as to what happened, you know, with Tim Curry.
Okay, I will tell you.
I think it's going to be a pleasant experience.
Oh, I just meant frustrated. It's kind of hard pinpointing somebody in a phone book that you don't know, and I had bad experience already.
Well, you did the right thing. You called me.
All right, I did.
I know who the good guys are. I do.
All right,
seriously.
I appreciate it.
All right, and then, like I said, call me back and let me know what happens.
Will do.
All right, Joanne.
All right, have a happy holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.